Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yo, so apparently you're the first rapper to do everything. You're the first rapper to perform with no DJ. You're the first rapper to first ever create a freestyle. What is the first thing you created over quarantine? Because I know you had mad time on your hands.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
I created Soulja Boy TV.
Okay.
And it was, you know, a live platform for my fans because my tour got pushed back, so everybody that had tickets, I'm like, yo, let me give something back for my fans. So I created Soulja Boy TV, and that went viral. Like, a lot of content came from that. A lot of people tuned in and watched that. But I'm glad everything's starting to open back up now, though, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. What else were you doing on Soulja Boy TV besides performing? Was it, like, behind the scenes, like, a day in the life of Soulja?
I was really just playing video games. I was rapping.
Okay.
I was making a lot of music, though, like, live in front of the fans. So it's like, a lot of the new music that's out right now, the fans was getting that live in action. They've seen me make that in real time.
That's fire. What even, like, made you want to do Soulja Boy TV? Because you're always, like, big into tech and, like...
Soulja Boy TV? I mean, yeah. I kind of, like, been had Soulja Boy TV, like, for years. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like I revamped it.
Okay.
With everything that happened with the pandemic and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's like, yeah, I was the first rapper to go live.
Live on what?
Just period. Like, we had something called Kite. I don't know if you remember that.
Kite?
K-Y-T-E, yeah. Okay. And you could stream straight from the phone. It was a Kite phone. And I was just go live on that before live was even a thing. On Soulja Boy TV, my platform was on Twitch. But I've been on Twitch. I was the first rapper on Twitch. I was on Twitch when it was called Justin TV. It wasn't even called Twitch.
Oh, wow.
That's how far I go back.
See, I was going to say, I think a lot of people think like, yo, this guy is crazy. He's so funny. Like, he really thinks he's the first rapper. But you're dead serious. You was really the first rapper to do all these things.
Yeah, I was. You can check the facts. I was the first rapper on YouTube.
The first rapper on YouTube?
In history. You can ask YouTube.
You mean the first new rapper on YouTube?
No, the first rapper in history on YouTube was me.
Do you understand the power you have in the culture? Like, you're the blueprint for a lot of rappers. How do you feel about that and how popular it made you become?
Man, it's lit, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I started it, I didn't think that it would, like, be a blueprint. I was just kind of just doing me. That was my only alternative. In the trenches with no way out, I'm like, yo, how can I get my music out to the people? And I couldn't get on radio, I couldn't get on TV, so I had to attack the internet in all forms as much as I could. Even with getting on TV, I'm like, they're gonna play my music video once a day. Even with getting on radio, I'm like, they're gonna play my song one time or like twice if I'm lucky, three times if I'm super lucky.
Yeah.
But if I get this internet tapped into my movement, they could watch my video 100 times on YouTube. They can listen to my song 50 times and, you know what I'm saying, as much as they want to, unlimited. You feel me? So I kind of was like, yo, let me just... It was just all that in one. So I just kind of like got on the internet and attacked it.
And I remember watching the interview you did a while ago where you were saying that you had put your music video as different names.
So it wasn't a music video, but it was MP3s, it was songs. So like they had, back in the day, they had file sharing and they had platforms like LimeWire,
yeah,
Napster, BearShare, where you could download music free.
Got mad viruses on my computer downloading your music.
Yeah. So it's like, people was downloading music for free.
Yep.
And, you know, I was too. So I'm like, yo, I was looking at the charts and just looking at the most downloaded songs on the platform. And it was like, whatever was hot at the time. I think it was like 50 Cent and Britney Spears off the top of my head that I remember. I just uploaded like my first couple songs. One of them was Crank That, and I just renamed it 50 Cent in the Club and like Britney Spears, whatever her song was, and whoever else was on that top 10 chart. And then like a couple of days went by and it was like $25,000 downloads, $50,000 downloads. And it just kept going, $100,000 downloads, $200,000. Then it got into millions to where I was on the charts too.
Wow.
So then like I go on and I tested it out. So I'm like, let me type in Britney Spears or something, or, you know. And I clicked download, and when I hit play, it was my song.
But how did that trace back to you? Like, how did they find?
Because when they hit play on the song, I put my name in the song. Like I said, Crank That Soulja Boy. And I kept saying my name. And they just naturally like, who is this?
Yeah.
What's this song? You know what I'm saying? So like, it's either a hit or miss. Like, some people gonna hear it and be mad. Like, what is this? I didn't mean to download the song and delete it. Or some people gonna like it and be like, let me find out who this song is by.
Word.
And it was just start Googling my name, and I had a lot of websites, had a lot of MySpace, had, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I was on Facebook before it was cool, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like that, my plays and everything just started going up instantly, like.
Yeah, that's tough, man. So what do you think about these celebrity boxing matches? Are we going to see you in the ring?
I started celebrity boxing. You see what I'm saying? They got that from me.
Okay.
All the Logan Paul and Jake Pauls and Floyd Mayweather and all that started from me when I was finna fight.
But you didn't actually do the fight, right?
That ain't on me though.
Okay.
I signed my contract and I was ready to fight, and the other party backed down and didn't sign their contract.
Mm.
What they got to do with me? I want to fight.
So who are you trying to fight now?
Man, I'm chilling. Don't nobody want to fight me. I'm Big Draco. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's old.
But just do it for the people. It's entertainment, no?
I mean, yeah, if somebody want to get knocked out, what's happening?
Nah, I love that. So, what's the secret to your dreadlocks? What you put in it? Like, what made you want to do this?
Ain't no secret.
No secret? No, just for me, no, like, shade, anything like that?
It's just all natural.
I like that, all natural. What made you want to grow your hair out anyway?
Jail. I was locked up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to get my hair cut in there because, like, what I'm looking good for, it ain't nothing but niggas in here.
Nah, I feel that.
By the time I got out of jail, my hair was just long, so long, I just got it braided up.
You think you're going to keep it dreaded through the roster thing or not?
I don't know, but I don't see myself really cutting it now because it's got so long.
Yeah, I like it. What about the color? What inspired you to do that?
I started the blonde hair. I was the first rapper with the blonde hair.
Really?
Really?
Nah, let me think. Are Soulja you really
Boy,
the first rapper?
Yes, think about it. Who name him? Soulja Boy Top Back. Google that video and see how many years ago that was. I got receipts on the game.
I
know you can't, because it was me.
How did being in jail change your perspective on like life when you got out, and I guess how you attacked music?
It changed me a lot. Like, before I went to jail, I was just kind of like loose, doing whatever, just like, you know what I'm saying?
And it kind of,
once I went to jail, it just kind of like gave me time to think and, you know, plan out my moves or what I wanted to do once I got out. And that was really it.
Did you still get the same support from your friends when you got out, or did people like change on you or anything like that?
Yeah, man, when I got out, it was like stupid support. Like, everybody, you know, missed me, everybody loved me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was just the most time I had ever did. I've been to jail before, but I never been to jail for that long.
Right. That's dope. Glad you got that support system. I mean, you got mad fans anyway, so you're always
glad. Yeah, nah, it was cool. It's cool for sure.
All right, so let's get into Triple Double. You just dropped. What's the deal with this song?
Triple Double going crazy. Like, video finna drop, like, I don't know, I'm just like dropping a lot of hits right now.
Yo, you are, and it's crazy how you really keep up with the decades. You don't fall off. What's like, how do you stay tapped into what sound is current?
I just feel like my young niggas, like I got a lot of young niggas that I be tapped in with, and like they just stay around. We stay around and we just work. I'm always in the studio. I'm always making beats.
Mm-hmm.
It's always artists that reach out to me and like, yo, can you produce a beat for me? Or like, I just like your beats. Like, and I send them some beats or we just work, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's just like I'm always tapped in, and then I'll be just on the internet, in the streets, like, so you just run into different things and stuff like that. And I'm just the type of artist where, like, not even artist, but type of person where, like, I'm a tap in and listen to it.
It's dope that you actually tap in, being that you are who you are. You don't really have to give back or even pay that any mind. You know what I mean?
That's
so fair. I like the fact that you embrace artists.
I feel like they keep the culture going. Because I feel like if I would just create and create and create, it would just stop at me. And I feel like by working with new up-and-coming artists, it keep the culture going, it keep the trap going, it keep the hope alive for, like, I can make it and do what he doing.
Yeah. A lot of artists don't do that, though, so big ups to you. I want to get into Make It Clap, because that's a sneaky hit. Did you produce that one, too?
I didn't produce You Make It Clap. My young homie made that, Phantom. Big shout-out to Phantom.
Okay.
And that beat is crazy. And
hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
It's the same thing, like I told you, I was on Soulja Boy TV and I was just like freestyling on the beat. And then I was like, yo, this sound crazy. And when I got off the show, I ended the stream, I went straight to the studio and I recorded it and I just released it. And it went number one on TikTok first, then it went number one on Triller, then it went number one on Billboard. But I didn't have no record deal though, I was all independent.
Did you end up getting a record deal now, again?
Yeah, I got a deal now.
Who are you working with?
I'm signed with Virgin Music right now.
I really didn't know that you're into producing that heavy. Who are some of the artists that you produce for lately?
Lil Wayne. I'm working on something for Chance the Rapper right now. It's too many, and I ain't really like all the artists in the game. But wow. It's just like whoever reach out and want to be, I'll send it to them. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the studio with Justin. We're working on my album. Me and Justin Bieber, me and T.I., me and Kanye. It's so many artists, like, I feel like my next project gonna be crazy though. Like, I want everybody to tap in, make sure y'all don't miss it.
I'm excited for that. You don't got no producer tag. Why you don't got no producer tag? You don't want people to know that that's you?
I just feel like I want people to just enjoy the sound, the song without judging it. I feel like once you, whether good or bad, sometimes when you hear that tag, that Soulja Boy tell them, it'll put you in a mood where like, you gonna automatically jump up and be lit.
Yeah.
And kind of like be biased, or you might just hate on it and be like, oh, that's Soulja, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of just make the beat and let the artist rap on it. And then once the album come out, when they look at the credits or...
Take it like
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so we got Big Draco dropping.
Yeah.
How is this project going to be different from your previous ones? And what's your favorite song on there that you collaborated with? Like, let's get into the details.
Man, Big Draco, 728.
Okay.
July 28th. It's different just because, like, I done just evolved as an artist. You know what I'm saying? I just in a whole nother, like, zone than I've been in musically. I feel it. So, like, I just want the people to enjoy the music like they've been doing. It ain't really too much pressure. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like I'm just like, oh, this the album and all. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, y'all have fun. Y'all enjoy it.
The evolution of Soulja, this is where I'm at right now.
Y'all go, like, you know, She Make It Clap. I just like see people dancing and just having fun.
So what, who's gonna be on the project though?
Like I said, I got T.I. on the album. Me and Diddy been in the studio working a lot.
Really?
Yeah, been in there just cooking, like just working, just building. I got Rich the Kid on there, French Montana on there.
Now, wait, what is it like being in the studio with Diddy? Because I know he's very particular about his sound and stuff like that. So is there anything that you've learned from him or something that, I guess, you picked up while working with him?
Definitely. It's always dope being in the studio with Diddy, man. Just like, because he was in the game before me. So it's different from working with a newer artist where it's felt like I'm kind of like teaching you.
Right.
Whereas like I'm kind of learning from him, you know what I'm saying? So it's way different, you know what I'm saying? Because you got years in, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like when I'm in there, but it's dope because we both building. It's like I'm building, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm doing my thing, he doing his thing. We all collectively coming up with just the best music that we could put out.
That's fire. So does he be like critiquing your production or is he like, nah, I need more energy? Like what's
nah,
it like?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely more energy?
All the way around, like from the notes to the drums to, you know what I'm saying? But it's dope, though. It's no pressure, though. Like
that is. Nah, that's fire. Who else have you been in the studio with that you feel like you've learned gems from?
Kanye was definitely, like, you know, expanding. Like, once I was just with him musically, just how he likes the sound, how from down to mixing, just from the creation of the beat, because he's a producer as well.
Right.
So it's like when you just start from scratch, just the melodies, everything, you know what I'm saying? So that was one person that I really, you know, picked up from like a lot as far as production wise.
Yeah, you need to go on Soulja Boy TV with you and Kanye, you and Diddy. That would be really dope to see.
We're definitely going to be expanding. You know what I'm saying? You need to come on there too. Do an interview on there, feature on there.
Yeah, I'm down. Call me up. So let's get into Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Rick. Hey, that's the one.
Yo, you got to show me how to do that dance. I'm not like a big dancer.
You know what I'm saying? One like that.
Okay.
To the left. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Left. It's easy.
Right.
Hey,
I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Throw it up. And you throw it on the side. And after that, just spin.
Is that your favorite show?
That's definitely my favorite cartoon. Season 5 just came out, so I'm tapped in.
I'm a big fan of Rick and Morty too, can't lie. Pickle Rick, I got the slippers and everything.
Yeah.
What made you want to do a show about that? You were just in the studio watching it and was like, you know what, fuck it. Let me just name it this.
No, I was playing Fortnite. Like I told you, Soulja Boy TV again.
Playing video games.
I'm playing Fortnite, and they just had a new Rick and Morty skin, and I'm playing.
They got Rick and Morty skins? Yeah. I haven't been on Fortnite since the Travis Scott skin.
Yeah, so they got it updated a lot. So they got Rick and Morty on there, and I'm just walking around playing Fortnite, and you know how they got emotes? You can dance, and they got the dances. So I pressed this one emote, and the beat came on, and I just started saying Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty, and I was like, this hard, and it just went, they started posting it all over the internet, and it had 7 million plays just off of the freestyle of the Fortnite, so I went to the studio, and recorded it, you know what I'm saying, so it's like millions of streams right now, it's crazy.
That was an unexpected hit.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens to you a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So when's the last time you've actually, or on your project, are there some songs where you actually like penned and was like, you know what, I want to express myself like this?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I want y'all to tune into the project, Big Draco, 728, July 28th, on my birthday. It's going to be crazy, man.
So, do you know who's going to be the next Versus after you and Bow Wow? Or who would you like to see on the next Versus, I should say?
I don't know who's going to be on the next Versus. But, you know, I'm sit back and watch like everybody else. I don't know. I don't. Who could do a Versus right now? They just did the Timbaland and Swiss Beats. I think that was cool, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that was one I wanted to see that it was kind of cool. Like,
I low-key want to see Pharrell get in there, too.
What's up with Jay-Z and Nas?
Jay and Nas? You wouldn't do Jay and Drake? Or you and Drake? I would even do you and Drake. Why it's not you and Drake?
If we already did me and Bow Wow.
I know.
Can do two verses, I don't think it worked like that.
I know. That'd have been tight. I was one of those people on Twitter requesting that, by the way. So my last question, if you weren't doing music, and you've been doing music for so long, what do you think you would be doing?
Trapping in the trenches, selling bricks.
Are you serious?
House. Yeah, I'm trapping right now. Like, but legally, though. Like,
yeah, yeah,
I got
yeah.
my own weed strain. That's pounds I'm selling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
Yeah, I'll be trapping for sure.
Do you feel like you get your flowers from this industry?
I done got it now.
Yeah.
But I don't really like...
You think it took that Breakfast Club interview for you to get those flowers?
It take a lot. Like, it take a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I forgot the quote that I'm looking for, but you know what I'm talking about? Like, only strong survive. So it's like, you gotta put your foot down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I had to let them folks know what's going on. Now they know.
I saw Drake make that post about Bow Wow, and that was kind of when people started giving Bow Wow his flowers. So a lot of times, it's like, it takes a cosign or it takes, like, something major for you to get your flowers.
Yeah, man, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that gave me my flowers. I appreciate the love. The verse is going to be crazy. The album going to be crazy.
Crazy.
And, you know.
I'm excited about it. And it's
just like, even though I've been in the game for so long, I feel like I'm just getting started, like. That's what's crazy about it.
I like that. Now, Outside's back open. You going on tour?
Yeah, I'm going on tour. I'm going to be on tour, man. Y'all get y'all tickets. Millennium Tour. Get pop off end of the year, like October or something like that.
Are you closing the tour? Oh, no. I seen the Millennium Tour. You guys did that. You're doing it again.
It got pushed back. The dates got pushed back because of...
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that tour. Great tour. I lost my voice last time y'all had it. Where we got Big Draco coming up in the zone.
Y'all know what's going on, man. Stop playing, man. First rapper with the mud bust down, multicolor Rolex. First rapper to come and kill this freestyle show shit, man.
Period. First rapper to get in the zone, so let's get into it. It's Off Top.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.